Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I take your AI questions and dive deep into the possibilities, the challenges, and the current state of artificial intelligence. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's wrestling with something we've all experienced, the endless scroll through streaming platforms, desperately searching for something worth watching. Daniel describes a frustrating but familiar scenario. He knows what he likes: true story movies, specific themes, particular genres. But finding content that matches his preferences, while actually being available in his region of Israel, within his budget, and that he hasn't already seen? That's where things get complicated. His vision is compelling. An AI system that doesn't just recommend content based on preferences, but one that integrates real-time availability data, regional licensing information, pricing across platforms, and personal viewing history. Imagine telling an AI, "I want to watch something tonight. I'm willing to spend up to $8. Show me true story films I haven't seen that are available in Israel right now." That's not just recommendation, that's intelligent curation. The building blocks Daniel mentions are indeed out there. APIs like JustWatch provide comprehensive streaming availability data across regions. The movie database offers detailed content metadata. Streaming services have their own APIs, though access varies. There are even unofficial APIs that track Netflix catalogs by geography, though these operate in legal gray areas. So has anyone built this dream app? The answer is both yes and no. Several companies have attempted pieces of this puzzle. JustWatch itself offers a decent search interface that shows where content is available and at what price. Real Good aggregates streaming catalogs and provides recommendations. TV Time tracks what you've watched across platforms. But here's where it gets interesting and challenging. The comprehensive solution Daniel envisions faces several significant hurdles. First, there's the data integration problem. Streaming availability changes constantly. A movie might be on Netflix today and gone tomorrow. Licensing deals shift between regions weekly. Keeping this data current and accurate across multiple services and geographies is enormously complex. Then there's the API access issue. While some platforms offer public APIs, others are restrictive. Netflix, for instance, shut down their public API years ago. This forces developers to rely on web scraping or unofficial methods, which are legally questionable and technically fragile. The personalization layer adds another dimension of complexity. The effective recommendation requires understanding not just what you've watched, but how you rated it, what you abandoned halfway through, and the subtle preferences that emerge from your viewing patterns. This data often lives in silos across different platforms. There's also the business model challenge. Such an app would essentially be directing users away from platform-specific recommendation engines that streaming services spend millions developing. Would Netflix want to integrate with a system that might recommend Amazon Prime content instead? Despite these challenges, we are seeing progress. Plex has been building toward this vision with their universal search and watchlist features. Apple's TV app attempts to aggregate content across services, though it's limited to Apple's ecosystem partners. Google search results now show streaming availability, though without the sophisticated preference matching Daniel describes. The AI component is perhaps the most achievable part of this puzzle. Modern language models excel at understanding nuanced preferences. You could describe wanting something like the social network, but more recent, and an AI could parse that into relevant recommendations. The challenge isn't the AI understanding, it's accessing the data to act on that understanding. Interestingly, some startups are tackling pieces of this problem. WatchMojo provides APIs for streaming availability. Taste offers AI-powered recommendations based on detailed preference profiles. But the comprehensive, budget-aware, regionally accurate viewing history integrated solution Daniel envisions, that remains elusive. The technical architecture for such a system would be fascinating. You'd need real-time data pipelines monitoring availability across dozens of services and regions. Machine learning models trained on viewing patterns and preference signals. Natural language processing to understand queries. Something uplifting but not cheesy. And robust user profiles that respect privacy while enabling personalization. Perhaps most intriguingly, this represents a broader trend in AI applications. Moving beyond simple recommendation to intelligent orchestration. It's not enough for AI to suggest what you might like. It needs to understand your constraints, your context, and your current situation to provide actionable recommendations. The regulatory landscape adds another layer. Data protection laws affect how viewing history can be stored and shared. Content licensing agreements restrict how availability information can be used. Building a truly comprehensive system requires navigating a complex web of legal and business relationships. So while Daniel's vision hasn't been fully realized, the pieces are converging. Improved APIs, better AI models, and growing consumer frustration with fragmented streaming experiences are creating pressure for better solutions. The company that cracks this problem won't just be building a recommendation engine. They'll be creating a new category of intelligent media concierge. Until then, we're left with partial solutions and workarounds. But Daniel's question highlights something important about the future of AI applications. The most valuable systems won't just be smart. They'll be contextually aware, practically useful, and seamlessly integrated into the messy realities of how we actually live and consume content. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, send them my way. I'm Herman Poppelberry, and I'll see you next time.